This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Now that's making a statement.
We go. We're lucky sevens this week. Week 77 of the Big Shot Bob podcast. That's B-Dog Brandon Harper, who we're crafting stories for. I'm Rob Jenners. That, of course, is seven-time NBA champion. Currently quarantined with COVID-19. Robert Ory.
Really?
You got the Rona.
I don't have the Rona because I did the swab test in my mouth twice. Negative.
So wait a minute. You texted me you tested positive for 19.
Yes.
Okay. So was that just like a false test or something, or a false positive?
False positive. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Because then you're like, I'm driving Christian to school or to camp or practice, and I'm like, what are you doing driving anyone anywhere? If you got 19, keep your ass at home.
Hey, I took like four tests, man. I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
All right.
But yeah. You know, I think I had it a while back. I keep testing, and I kept testing negative, negative, negative. And then all of a sudden you test like one time positive.
And you get a rando positive, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then test again. I'm like,
yeah.
But who knows, man? I walk around with a mask anyway now. So it's crazy how many people has gotten it lately. So
it's just weird because it's like, the media is not talking about it anymore, so I thought it was over. I thought we were through it. I thought it was done. Yeah,
it's a common cold now.
Yeah,
I hear in Cali they get ready to do a mask mandate again. They're really strongly considering it.
Are they really? We're back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I didn't realize we were all the way back to there. That's crazy. So the funny thing was, we were all on a text chain yesterday, the day before. I don't know what prompted you, Harper, to send us pictures of your scar from your he got his arm unwrapped from his surgery, and he's like, "Yo, check it out!" And it was like, "Oh, thank you."
I sent y'all the original when I first heard it and came from the hospital, so I figure I continue with the consistency
the
of
follow up of looking
follow up. Yeah.
So then became the what's the story going to be? Because you're never going to pull a woman by telling her you fell off a deck. You know what I mean? Like.
The day I have to use my injury to pull a woman is the day that I'm washed.
Oh, come on.
But here's the question, though. Do you have a video of your surgery?
No, but I can get the x-rays.
You know, nowadays people want to see this surgery. They have videos of it.
Are you
and
kidding?
So they take them home. Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Who watches this?
I don't know.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You know who watches that, Rob? Serial killers.
I'm gonna learn how to dissect a man's arm. Oh, yeah, that's some sick ass stuff, man.
You got Netflix, Hulu, Paramount Plus, even ESPN Plus, and you want to sit there and watch the video of somebody's
surgery? Y'all want to watch surgery? Forget it, man. So my story is you broke up a mugging. That's the one that's gonna that's gonna get you there, man. I'm just saying, you know.
I say anything that involves you helping a child out
or a dog.
Girls are going to be like, oh, he's so sweet. Uh-huh. He's so nice.
I stopped a dog from mugging a small child. Maybe we can put them all together. We can get some kind of super story out of it.
Unbelievable,
you know?
That one gets a little tricky because, you know, somehow, some way, Peter gets involved in. Did you really?
Yeah, it just gets sideways quickly. When I started prepping this week's show, I was like, God, there hasn't been a ton of like movement. Like the Durant story hasn't really gone anywhere. The Kyrie story hasn't really gone anywhere. So I was like, what the hell's going on? And then it was like this Ja Morant story jumped up, which I think is being kind of spun. A little out of control. Did you hear
it's a slow news week.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you hear what Ja said about Jordan?
You know, Christian and I was talking about that last night, and it was supposedly fake news. that he didn't say it.
Well, no, he said it because I have the audio. I'm going to play you the audio. So this is from Taylor Rooks' Bleacher Report show that she does. This is her sitting down with John Morant. He does indeed say it, but I'm going to play you the context of what he says before this comes out. So yes. Listen to the context.
They will
of the
clip it now.
The media oh, I know will they will. It. That's why I'm bringing the whole thing. Listen to the context of the conversation.
Thank you. I feel like he, you know, the reason a lot of people, you know, want to play the game of basketball. I don't know what I would have said, but
yeah,
I wish I played in his generation though.
Yeah. You wish you would have played in his generation?
Yeah.
Why?
I heard he was like just how he, you know, go about the game, you know, just that mindset he had.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, you know, play against him, so.
Yeah. You know, yeah, this time you're not saying, I would have cooked
him. I would have cooked him, too.
You would have cooked Michael Jordan?
Man, nobody got more confidence than 12.
No, that's what you're supposed to say. I get it.
As you should. Yeah. I'm never going to go and say nobody going to beat me in one-on-one or anything.
So while he does say, I would have cooked him, Taylor kind of leads him into saying it. But mm-hmm. What does he say? He goes, well, look, I'm not trying to say that out of context. No one's got more confidence in me than me,
yeah.
Which I got a lot of respect for. I'm never going to lay down and go, hey, someone could whoop my ass.
Right.
So here is the one thing that non-athletes don't understand. Every player thinks they're the best that's ever done it. You know, if you don't have the confidence and believing in yourself, you shouldn't even play this game. I know we all, you know, tear people up and say this person's the best, but in your mind, you have to think you're the best player. You have to believe you're the best player. And for him to say, oh yeah, Michael Jordan would have beat me, I guarantee if you ask 30 guys, 30, probably 29 was, hell yeah, I'd have cooked Michael Jordan. Everybody would have said that. And you're supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, nah, he would beat me. You don't do that. You don't do that because you're supposed to believe in yourself. And for every athlete out there, the one thing that separates the professionals from the amateurs is confidence. You know, if you believe in yourself and you have that confidence, that's an extra added strive to your greatness. And a lot of people, you know, I see so many guys out there have talent, but they don't have the confidence to go out there and try to, you know, put it out there on display and let people see what they can do. And that separates everybody. You know, just coming from Kansas City and watching this AAU tournament, you can see guys who don't have confidence. You see guys who got confidence. Sometimes guys have too much confidence and hey, you know your role and stop trying to be someone else. So you got to have confidence, man. So I would have said the same damn thing. I'd have cooked Michael Jordan too. Then started with Mike, then went to Scotty, went down to Kukoc. I'd have cooked the whole freaking Bulls team.
And the crazy part about the confidence is you would think you would have a lot more confidence now because you don't have to prove it. There's no way we can go out on the court and prove it. Anybody can say it.
It's exactly. A dead theory. Yeah, it's just they throw it out in the wind, and it's not anything that anyone can ever call me on.
Only thing we can do is argue about it.
Exactly. Hey, what's the bald dad? The bald dad said that he could cook. He would have cooked Michael Jordan.
Oh, LeVar Ball. Yeah, he said he would have taken Jordan one-on-one.
He said that, too.
I respect that confidence. I do.
And we see him play. I'm like, dude, you could have cooked me.
He was throwing up bricks. What's that video? I can't remember who it is. Of the big guy just hurking bricks at the backboard. That's all that was with LeVar Ball.
Content is king. And if I can say the right thing about the right person, and let it hit the circuit, it's going to do what it does.
But I feel like that one was clickbait. Like, I feel somebody took that little piece and said, John Morant said he'd cook Michael Jordan. But if you listen to the context of the conversation, I think Taylor asked him, what would you say to Jordan? The first thing he says is, thank you. Yeah, there's guys like me that play basketball and wanted to play basketball because of what you did, because watching you play basketball and you becoming the player you became. And that's probably where a lot of his confidence comes from, too. I want to be like Mike. I mean, Jesus, that was the whole marketing campaign.
It's so funny. It's like a lot of people want to thank Mike, but we need to go back further than that to so many other players, you know, who laid the pathway for Mike to step up.
Sure.
You know, they think about it. There's so many players that had to have a real job outside of basketball. You know, if you play basketball in this day and era, If you don't manage your money right, you're not going to, you know, that's just absurd. But if you manage your money right, you shouldn't have to work, your kids shouldn't have to work, and your kids' kids shouldn't have to work.
Yeah.
And so it's not just about thanking MJ. You need to thank, you know, guys, you know, the Bill Russells, the Connie Hawkins, you know, those guys. Those are guys that you really should be thanking.
I do love when stuff gets spun and turned into clickbait, though, and then you actually dive into it, and you're like, oh, no, this is actually legit. Yeah.
But nobody cares about context. I mean, when it comes to content,
God, no
one
today.
Cares about context. Oh, no, God. There are credible outlets, and you saw with the whole Ja Morant thing, credible outlets that have been around for a very, very, very long time that took that small piece. Ja Morant said he'll cook MJ and just ran,
with it. Because, yeah, well, like you said, it's a slow week. It's a slow news week. The only thing I saw spin up was this Utah thing. Apparently, Utah's entertaining conversations now about trading Donovan Mitchell.
They should.
Yes.
And to me, man, that's a white flag of forfeit, isn't it? I mean, you traded Rudy, and now you move on from Spida? Forget it. That's it. Utah's in a full rebuild, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, every guy – that's in the league, except for about five or six, are going to get thrown out there for trade bait because you never know. There might be someone that's going to be idiotic enough to give you the whole kit and caboodle for someone, you know? So every GM should always be there, unless you were Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, those guys, of course, you know, they, you know, you can throw something at, they're going to be like, nah, I'm good. But everybody else, you know, probably going to be on the board for trade bait. If you can go around the league, let's see who's not. I think there's only probably one dude in the league right now, two dudes that aren't on the trading block, that wouldn't be on the trade block. That's Luka and Steph. Everybody else can be traded. I don't care who you are.
You think the Lakers would move on from LeBron?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because, think about it.
I think it's kind of rooted now, you know?
Yeah, but if someone said, you know what, I'm going to give you, let's see, let's say I'm going to give you something really nice for that. Let's say I give you KD.
I was going to say, it's going to have to be a Durant
Yeah. And since KD's on the, you know, you're like, if you Rob Pelinka, someone says, okay, I give you KD for LeBron, you have to do that trade because KD got about 10 years left. LeBron got about 3.
Who got 10 years left?
KD.
He ain't got 10 years left.
How many years?
KD is 30, left? What, 31, 32?
I want to say 32, okay, but I might be wrong. Hang on.
So KD ain't playing no 42. You know that for a fact.
He's 33, actually.
He's definitely not playing 10 more years.
No, he's not playing 10 more years. Yeah.
But he does have more in the tank from a, I guess, from an age perspective than obviously LeBron does. Yeah. But trading LeBron would be even more complex than trading Durant.
Yeah, but I'm saying I wouldn't trade LeBron. I'm not saying I would trade
him. Oh,
no,
I know,
I'm
but you're saying he wouldn't be up there. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think
if you really think about it, how many players in the league right now that are untouchable besides Luka and Steph?
Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis.
Giannis is probably untouchable.
Mm-hmm. Right now, because they're building, I would say Ja Morant is untouchable.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I know who is untouchable now is Damian Lillard because of that contract. Wow. He can't touch because of that contract.
All right, so let me ask you a question about Dame since you brought Dame up. Somebody posted some shit on social, and again, it's social, so you take it with a grain of salt, but said, you know, this man got all-star appearances, and he's gotten all these $490 million in contracts and all this stuff. And at some point, it's like, F a ring, you've succeeded. Isn't, at any point in your career, do you ever go, I'm good without a ring?
That's a tough question. For me, I'd have been like, no. Because you play this game to be successful and to get to that mountaintop. And if you never make it to that upper echelon, you can always be second guessing yourself. I want you to think about how many great players that have gone and sat on teams just to get that ring. You know, there's so many guys in the Hall of Fame, they in the end of their career, they never reached the ring. And say, you know what? I just want to see what it feels like. I'm going to go join a team.
Karl Malone joins the Lakers.
Yeah. So it happens. And I think if you're a selfish individual, you're fine with, I made a shitload of money. Who cares about the, you know,
that was the argument. Ring. Yeah. That was the basis of the argument. You have $400 million. At what point does the ring matter?
Here's the thing. And you throw Bradley Beal in this too, because they're one and the same, just on different sides of the country.
Yeah.
With both of them, time and time again, they've talked about the word loyalty, how loyal and how loyalty is rewarded. And look, I always appreciate loyal individuals. But sometimes when it comes to sports, you can be loyal to a fault. And, you know, we want to be seen as the, and, you know, everybody wants to win with the franchise they started with. And that's all well and good, but it ain't but a few stars and superstars who get to do that. Everybody does not get to do that. And I think sometimes when you have the chance to multiple opportunities to get free and to really analyze and say, hey, I may need to possibly go somewhere else. And I need a new scenery. You know, I may need more help to try to see if I can really get this title. And that's what you need to do. I don't want to hear anything about titles or winning or anything when it comes to Dame Lillard or Bradley Beal anymore. They got their money. I'm happy. I'm all about guys getting their money and getting their bread. Dame really got the bag. But when it comes to winning, I don't want to hear anything about those two and winning anymore.
You know, for me, I Bradley Beal had that position, you know, forcing out. So did Dame Lillard. But you do want to give these guys a lot of credit for trying to stick with that franchise. And but I the part when the loyalty comes in, loyalty can go both ways. And I think sometimes in sports, you know, fans want players to be loyal more than the franchises. And I think if you really break it down, there are only I'm not going to talk about other fields, but if you really break it down, I've only really seen two loyal players in the NBA. That's Tim Duncan and Dirk Nowitzki. And think about this. And I say this because these two dudes could have made a ton of money, but they took less money to bring in other players so they can win. And that means, and that loyalty boils down, you're loyal to yourself and the franchise, because you could be selfish and get that bag, but that's going to cause that's going to affect your ability to bring in other great players to play alongside you or other players around you to get their money. And those two guys, think about it. It might be somebody else, but those two guys that in my generation that come to mind.
What about Kobe?
Kobe never took less money.
Yeah. So you're speaking specifically to guys that took less money to stay with
them. Took less money to make sure guys around them got paid too.
Okay. Right.
You know, so, and if you think about it, Tim took less money so Manu and Tony could get paid. And then, you know, Dirk did the same thing so he can get these guys around him. And to me, you know, you think about that loyalty, and that to me steps up more than anything, because now you think about it. Dame takes all that money. It's going to be very hard to get a sidekick in there to play with him unless they get it through the draft. And that's how and everybody said, well, he doesn't need a sidekick. In this day and age, you need a B. You know, you can be A and B, or you can be B and someone be A, but you need a sidekick. There are no more guys that can carry a team to a championship in this day and age because there's too many friends playing together that are great players.
The issue with that is, I can say for a long period of time, he did have a B. He had CJ McCollum, and they couldn't do anything with it. They had a decent team, but they couldn't do anything with it. Jeremy Grant is not the answer. I'm sorry. Portland can't do anything more now than what they had the opportunity of doing throughout Dame's career. So if they didn't do it prior to, they're not going to do it now. He's just now settling and realizing that, you know what? I got my money. I'm a retired trailblazer. It's cool. It's great. I was loyal to the city of Portland and they love me for it. And I'm going to go down in the Ring of Honor or Portland Hall of Fame or whatever. And I'm cool with that. That's basically what he's saying.
It screams resigning to me of, you know,
all it is
$451 million in a gold medal is what I was thinking of. Someone to put that in there because he's won a gold medal in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So at what point do you go, do I need the ring to really round me out? My argument is always, yes, you can make all the money you want. Don't you play to win? Don't you play to get to the finals, to win a finals, to have a ring, to have the championship, to get the respect that comes with it? That's the ultimate goal always, right?
Yes. But some guys want to do it where they started and they want to finish. You know, that's that part of the ego steps in, thinking they can do it. They have people come play with them. But we don't know what relationships Damon had with other players to come play with them. So,
yeah.
And who knows? You know, we might get the NBA might sign a couple of big deals, you know, get the China deal back, get a Saudi Arabia deal, get whatever deals all around the world. And then we might go from 122 million, the salary cap, to what, 200 million, who knows? So hopefully they can, you know, get more money and we can talk about how more things to talk about, all these players getting paid and moving on or staying put.
We'll see.
I just don't want to hear no more about them too when it comes to winning. I just don't. Congratulations on the bag, though, because it's a big bag.
Yeah, well,
I'm all for you keep the money.
But it's beyond a big bag.
What was Portland going to do, though? I mean, you know, you don't have anything left over there, really, besides Dame Lillard. If you're gonna roll with the guy you got. You know, you got a star, you can roll with him. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Did you hear what Iguodala said this week?
Yes.
Of all the things to pop up in my list of hot takes, Andre Iguodala gets on...
That's a finals MVP you're talking about there.
Yes, it's true. This is true. I don't mean disrespect. I just mean he's not a guy that's like... He ain't Perk. He ain't in the media every 5 minutes throwing barbs at people. But
that's true.
Iguodala was on Dan Lebatard's show. However much I hate to give Dan Lebatard credit for anything, they asked him about... For some reason, they were talking about Rasheed Wallace. And here's what he had to say about Rasheed.
Rasheed Wallace.
Yep.
Probably could have been top five player in the league for a 10-year stretch. Mm-hmm. He just chose... I'll do my thing over here.
Right.
He was shooting threes from half court. No, he was shooting half court shots, left-handed and right-handed.
Yeah.
If Rasheed Wallace played in modern day basketball today, if he played in our league today, he'd be the top five player in the league.
I don't think he'd
be better than Giannis, and I love Giannis.
Rasheed Wallace in today's NBA would probably be better than Giannis.
Why Giannis? I mean, they don't even have the same game.
Oh, yeah, very different.
Height. I think it has a lot to do with the height there. Okay. You know, same. If you think about Rasheed's body and Giannis' body, if you take away Giannis's cuts, it's Rasheed's body, you know. But here's the thing. Unless you watch Rasheed or play against Rasheed, you don't know how good Rasheed was. If you go back and look at our 2005 championship.
I've watched it.
Rasheed was cooking me. He was cooking Tim. And all of a sudden, they go away from him. These teams... When we were in Portland against the Lakers, he was cooking us. They go away from him. These teams that had all had Rasheed, and they don't. They didn't. If I'd have been coaching Rasheed, Rasheed would have been my Shaq. He'd have 50 touches a game. Rasheed was so fucking good, and I say this to this day. Out of everybody that had to guard, Rasheed will always be in the top three of the hardest and the toughest people I had to guard. And Rasheed was shooting threes. His left hand was nice. His right hand was nice. He had post game. He had an outside game. But the only thing that kills Rasheed is all those texts and his attitude. So people look at that. They don't look at his game. They look at his attitude, how he got in with refs and how he got But Rasheed, this day and age, because the way they train and the way they allow guys to do things, shit, Rasheed would have been up there, man. I agree with Iggy on that one.
Okay. I just thought it was – I could see that. You know, I watched a lot of Rasheed as well, and he, you know, what it was, he's 6'10", he could shoot the ball, he was, you know, he could put the ball on the floor. I just thought it was a random – it was almost kind of a random name.
Yeah, yeah.
But Rasheed's kind of been in the news, you know, coach of the Lakers.
Yeah, because he got the Lakers
like
job.
That's true.
I guess that's why it came up. And I guess I don't – I having watched plenty of the NBA when you guys played – I don't remember Sheed being that kind of player, and I don't know why.
He's always been with other good players. When he was on that Portland team, I think they had Scottie Pippen, they had Steve Smith, they had, you know, all these other players. Yeah. He wasn't a focal point. Every team he's been on, he hasn't been a focal point. In Detroit, think about it. On that Detroit team,
he was an all-star.
Yeah. That was you had Chauncey, you had Rip. He didn't really get the touches. And he was, and the thing that people don't talk also about, Rasheed, great team player. You can't find a teammate out there that would say one bad thing about Rasheed. And if you ever got this chance to meet him, coolest motherfucking dude you ever want to meet. So nice, so genuine, great guy. So, you know, and these are things about athletes that people want to see. They look at them on the court and see their persona on the court and think that's who they are off the court. You know, sometimes you have to have a certain mindset when you go on that court. You know, you have to have a mindset when you go on that field. And off that field and court, you're a whole different person.
Yeah. And most people don't get a chance to. And so I can't completely blame fans on one end, but then on the other end, like you said, you got to take that into consideration because it's double-edged sword where you see what you see on the floor and on the field, and that's one thing. But the flip side of that, that's the only opportunity fans get to see of guys. So in their mind, that's the first and the last impression because they don't get a chance to hang out with them dudes. So it's a double-edged sword sometimes, but I get both ends of the spectrum.
But, you know, that's the thing now with social media. It allows you to see other sides of athletes now. You know, we didn't have no social media back then. The media really controlled the narrative. And so you had to watch. You looked at the media and they portrayed you in a certain way. So that's how you believe that person was, you know,
yeah.
Just like we watch in a movie, you know, we don't think, oh, this guy's, he plays an evil role all the time. We go look at him like, oh, he's an evil guy.
Oh yeah. Well, I always joke that Terry Crews, cause Terry Crews plays just a big burly badass and everything. Terry Crews, one of the nicest people on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Like everybody that sees Terry Crews wants to hug him, you know, cause he's, but he's plays a big burly badass and everything.
So. You know, with Terry Crews, I think the when he played that part in White Girls or White Chicks or whatever it's called, that everybody's like, oh shit, you know, it softened his image up. But think about it. Remember Tiny, you know,
Tiny Lester. From D-Bo. Friday. Yeah, D-Bo.
I had the pleasure of meeting him, man. The nicest freaking
guy. I've heard.
But
yeah, I've never met him.
You meet him,
though,
and you saw him, and you looked at him, you're like, I'm scared of this dude. Nicest guy ever. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of guys like that, yeah, for sure. There's another story I really want to talk about, but I'm going to mention this in passing because it's being seized on by the media. This LeBron comment about Brittany.
Oh,
saying
he didn't.
All right, so I'll play it for you. It's from a promo of the shop. I don't know if we really want to get into this, but I put it on the sheet because it's everywhere. This is from an upcoming episode of The Shop on HBO.
Now, how can she feel like America has her back? I would be feeling like, do I even want to go back to America?
So the clip of LeBron saying, "I don't even know if I want to even go back to America."
I'll say this.
Everybody's making this now into, here comes anti-America LeBron again.
Look, I'll say this and I'm going to leave it alone. You got to start analyzing where you are versus where you come from. She is currently in a Russian prison. She's not from there. She's never lived there. That is an uncomfortable place for her. Whereas, yes, here in America, we do have many, 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 many issues. And that is not to be ignored. But I've always heard somebody say something. The devil you know is better than the one that you don't. At least you know here you have family. Your wife is here. You have friends. You can play basketball and get, you know, once you get your mind right, you can go back to the sport that you love and enjoy and doing it with your friends. You know the life that you have here. You don't know what life would be over there if you spend 10 years in a Russian prison. So this isn't even a conversation for me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, the one thing that we fail to realize is what a lot of these guys are doing. You know, think about it. You go to China, you don't have the social media like you have the government, you know, regulates all your social media. So your voice is limited. And in Russia, your voice is limited. So you say, oh, do you really want to come back to America? In America, your voice is not limited. You can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. We have a lot of freedoms that a lot of people sometimes take for granted. But let your ass go to another country and then realize, oh, shit, I got it good at home. Like they say, the grass is always not green.
And I'll say one more thing. I think whenever we go, we come into these situations where we have these issues. And I get what people are saying, but I think a lot of it is emotional, where it's like, well, you know, I think I just may want to leave. Okay, cool. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going where you can do the things that you do on a daily basis? And, you know, you can run your errands. You can go do I don't want to say not worry about things on the daily because, I mean, we live in a dangerous world. But
yes, we do.
Where are you going to where you can do what you do and what you can enjoy doing on a daily basis just as freely and as well that you can do here? Ain't many places.
Canada. And Canada has been like, no, we're full, man. We're full up. You guys are good. Stay in America.
Wait till fall and winter.
Canada and Switzerland. That's about it.
I think, see, here's my thing with this. I the comment doesn't bother me. I don't care. I get that he's frustrated. And I look at the situation, and we've talked about it on this show for months. That situation sucks. Yeah. Can the State Department do more? Probably. Have they done enough? Probably not. But
this
was also, if she did have this on her, these are her actions in a foreign country. Rob, you've talked about this.
Yes.
You got to be careful about what you do in other lands. And then in the same heartbeat, don't blame America because we can't unlodge you from a foreign country's judicial system. Fair or unfair, that's not the country's fault.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can't... And, we fail to, you know, forget about the part that this is Russia. Russia gonna do what the fuck they want to do.
Oh, hell
you
yes.
Can't make someone, and you and we're not gonna send any troops in there to extract her. You know, you can't make someone do something they don't want to do. And we keep blaming America like we can't get her out. We don't know if we're not over there trying our best to get her out. You know, we don't know that. Yeah. But, you know, Russia might be like, fuck you, America.
No. I promise you they're saying
no,
that.
No, that's exactly. And like I said, if this was any other country, it'd probably be different. But it's the wrong country.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And a country that's in the middle of their own war that, by the way, they freaking started. So it's not mm-hmm. like they're a victim here. Putin's running hot. Yes. You want to go in there now with guns and try and extract prisoners? You start World War III. Yeah. Shit.
And that's what people are also forgetting about. You know, we can't start a war. We can't start that. You know, we can't, you know, we want Brittany home. We want her to be safe. We want her being a family on, but, you know, we just can't, you know, we can't make a crazy country do what they want to do.
Now, I know we said we're going to move on, but I do have a question. And I think we've talked about, I think we've given our comments based off this question that I am going to ask. And I don't know if it's fair or not. Mm-hmm. So we say we've done everything that we possibly can. And I'm not saying that this country hasn't, because I don't know the ins and outs of everything
yeah,
that's going on.
Yeah, we're assuming. Exactly. Yeah.
But you always heard the, okay, what if this was Steph Curry? Or what if this was LeBron James? You know, you hear these things. We've all heard them, and we probably discussed it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we answered it. Do we think it would be any different? Do we think the efforts would be any different to try to get them back home?
I don't think it'd be any difference. I know everybody wants to say, oh, he has a bigger name and he's a male, you know, but I don't think so, because I think Russia would probably say, oh, we got this guy for doing something illegal. We really going to hide him, you know, it's hard to say that, man. You know, we can always throw a bunch of shit to the wall, hope something stick. But I still think at the end of the day, Russia going to do what the fuck they want to do,
yeah.
You know, and especially in a time where they at war. At a time where people are talking about Putin's health is not good. So he ain't thinking about nobody but himself and his country right now.
I will say this, though. I do think it would be different. Mm. Because I think there would be more media attention nonstop on a story like that,
yep.
Which would put a ton more pressure on the State Department and the White House and the Senate. Anybody else that can influence a decision would have non-stop media coverage on them for this. Because I think that their celebrity in America, mm-hmm. fair or unfair, mm-hmm. is bigger than that of a Brittany Griner.
And it affects the bottom line of the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And having LeBron affects the bottom line of the NBA.
It's just so much more high profile because of who he is in celebrity.
It's still,
you know?
Russia.
I get it. No, you're right.
Never been invaded.
Right.
It's still Russia.
And there ain't a damn thing that more that you can do beyond what you can do. I'm just saying I feel like the media attention and in turn the pressure would be far greater if the celebrity is bigger. And that's not a shot at Brittany Griner. I'm just saying if it's LeBron or Steph, they're just so much more high profile when it comes to celebrity.
Yeah.
That the media would just nonstop with that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Hey guys, Jay Cutler. Started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL. Some of you have seen me on Instagram. And some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life. Former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait to get started with you. Go subscribe now. Uncut with Jay Cutler, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about Richard Jefferson. That man put on a referee's jersey in the Summer League. God bless him. And the first game he gets as a referee is against the New York Knicks. The first one, man. And people have really mixed opinions about seeing Richard Jefferson out there as an NBA referee.
I haven't seen it. I saw one clip when I woke up this morning and him, like, a foul was called. He looked at the ref like, that was a foul? Hold on, you're a ref, dude. That's your partner in crime.
Don't question your buddy.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Nobody should feel a way about Richard Jefferson you know, it's summer league, guys.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is true. This ain't the NBA Finals. Let's take a deep breath. Joe Budden gets on Twitter. I guess no one up top has ever heard Richard Jefferson during any Knicks discussion. I don't care how many officiating classes he took. He should not be the official for a quarter for any Knick game ever. What are you doing? Richard Jefferson's response on Twitter, not to Joe Budden, just in general. Why do this? One, tremendous amount of knowledge about our game that I've learned sitting in classes with the best refs in the world. Two, I do this because not many people would dare put themselves in this position. The more info I have, the more informed I am as a broadcaster.
Makes sense.
I get it. Rob, could you ever officiate an NBA game?
No, because I'd be too damn lazy to run on the court now. I'd be like, oh.
You'd be in a seat and just be like, yeah, we all go.
That's part of the job criteria. Yeah, you got to do that.
And plus, you know, my old school might come out. We couldn't even play 5 minutes. I'd call 18 travels. Travel! Continuation of the dribble.
Harden gets picked on that Euro step every time, man. He gets picked on that step every time.
Hey, because I tell everybody every time, man, a Euro step is cool. But a step back nowadays, that is a travel.
Oh, my God.
Because you put the right foot down, the left foot down, you go one, two, three. It's a travel, man. And that's the one thing. Back then, we used to have a step back was a jump stop. So you had to land on 2 feet or it was a travel. But it's evolved to like one, two now. I'm like, that's a travel. That's 3 feet. That's three steps. I'm like, come on, man. But
I don't know. I've seen a lot of the Euro step that looks like a travel too, man. Yeah. Like even the big long strides, you're always like, no, that's three steps. Sorry.
Man, it's so weird. Now these kids now, they're so talented with the ball. And I'm speaking of when I was just in Kansas City watching it. This one kid came down. He literally took the ball, put his hand under the ball, took his left hand, pushed the guy like Jordan did this. That's two as a foul and a carry and got away with it and then did a step back and knocked down a shot and come down the court talking shit.
How many rules can you break in one play?
But hey, if you can get away with it, God bless you.
I guess. Hey. And what other NBA player would you want to see as a ref? I would love to see Draymond Green ref a game. I really would. Just because he'd be yelling at everybody. And to me, that's hilarious.
Charles Barkley just to see if he's going to pass out.
Yeah, I would like to see I'd like to see Kendrick Perkins. Because I think the way that a lot of players go at refs, I think you would see him, hey, don't come at me like that, bro.
Man, you ain't cute. You ain't handsome.
Exactly. And I think he forget that he be wearing that striped shirt at sometimes because I think if you're going to come at him a certain type of way and yell at him, like imagine Draymond coming at him. They're going to fight. He's going to forget he got on that referee
seat. He's going to start swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, my God.
136 texts and 14 ejections over his career. He should have to ref a game as penance.
him and Rasheed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. But I don't know. Props to Richard Jefferson because, man, that's a – Whoa, I don't think a lot of players could do that. I really don't.
Nah.
Good for him, man. Trying to get better at doing something. All right. We got a fun game we're gonna go through here in a second called Run and Gun, which I think you both like. Big shot of the week this week is gonna go to Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man.
I know who Paul Rudd is.
Yeah, so the story goes like this. There's a 12-year-old named Brody Ritter who came home from school at the end of the school year with an nearly empty yearbook, and he wrote in it himself, hope you make some more friends. Mm. And his mom takes a picture of it, puts it on Facebook, and just says, I'm heartbroken for my son. It goes super viral. So now this kid's got just outpouring from anybody and everybody, just sending him texts and messages and all this stuff. Well, Paul Rudd FaceTimes with the kid, sends him a handwritten note, and then the other day, arrives at Brody's house a personalized Ant-Man helmet from the Marvel Archive, which is written on the front of it, to my good friend Brody for when he takes on the world, Paul Rudd. Autographed in a case for his room for a kid that just went through it. You know, obviously a kid that was dealing with bullying or just didn't have a lot of friends. And you know, guys like that, I mean, it's nice you can reach out and say, hey, man, I hope you're doing good. for Paul Rudd to go all the way to go, you know what, I'm going to get Marvel to give me this thing. I'm going to make sure this kid gets it. It's coming in a case. It's going to be autographed. Just props to Paul Rudd for making a kid smile.
It's something about, and I don't think it's a coincidence, it's something about these Marvel guys and Marvel ladies. You remember when we did the big shot of the week where we were talking about the little boy that protected his sister from getting bit by the dog and getting his face ripped up?
Hell yeah.
And what was it? Captain America, Chris Spider-Man.
Chris Evans sent him a Captain America shield from the Marvel autographed by the whole cast of like Endgame and stuff.
It was, and Spider-Man, like they were trying to one-up each other when it came to sending him stuff and showing their appreciation. Like, I know such and such sent you something, but I know it's not better than this. And I don't know what it is about these, it's something about these Marvel characters and the people behind the mask and behind the shield that always go above and beyond, not just in the movies, but they're doing it outside to reach people who, you know, who would really love to hear from them and see them, and they're really making their day. So I got to give a shout out to MCU.
Yeah, you got though John Cena in there too. You know, he just did something the other day too.
Dude, John Cena's a saint.
Yeah, he got on a plane, you know.
Yeah, he flew to Amsterdam for that kid.
Yeah, true. You
know, we know how tough this is in this world, you know, for kids, and with the social media, the social bullying, the bullying in school, it's hard, man. You know, I remember my days of growing up and seeing kids get bullied, and you know, I think it's always a special thing when you a prominent person, even if you, you know, in your school, not a superstar, that you will take the time to take care of the smaller person, the little man, or, you know, the run of the group or whatever it may be you want to call it. And I just think it's just so great when people do that. And I hope more kids in schools, like, you know, let's say you're the star quarterback or linebacker of a football team, you see someone getting bullied. If you just take a moment, 5 minutes to tell someone, stop it, you know, in that school, you know, you're going to see that person, you're going to make that day, that guy's day, that girl's day. And it's going to spread that, oh, you know, be hard. It's protecting him. Don't fuck with him. You know, and it takes 5 minutes of your day. I ain't trying to say be best friends with dude, but just look out for the little man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a story, this was probably last year of, and I don't know if we talked about it on Big Shot of the Week, but there was a kid at school getting bullied for his shoes because they were all making fun of him for wearing crappy shoes. Mm-hmm. And the same thing you just said, Rob, it was an older kid in the class who was like a football player. Went around and raised as much money as he could from his other classmates to buy that kid a pair of Jordans. Yeah. And just not anything over the top, but just, hey, man, we all got together. We appreciate you. We love you. We don't want you to feel bullied. We all chipped in and we bought you a pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
Just to give that kid the feeling of like, hey, man, my classmates care about me. Even if these other idiots are picking on me and making me feel like crap, these guys care.
And also, with the people, so many kids, because of, you know, social media and stuff, they're taking their own lives. And think about it.
That's tragic. Yeah.
So many kids that be on that edge. And if you take your time and say something, you can bring them back, man. So just be kind to people, man. I know it's easy for me to say that, but there's so many people in influential positions in, you know, in every form and walk of life that could just take a minute and a person that's getting bullied to pick on and say, yo, man, chill out.
Yep. This is true. All right. Well, we have a new game this week, something I think you guys will both like. It's called Run and Gun. Here's how this works. Very easy.
Is this UNLV?
This is UNLV. We're running and gunning. I'm going to give you 60 seconds, and I am going to hammer off as many quick-fire general knowledge trivia questions as I can. You just answer them. Just answer them, baby. We'll see how many each of you can get in 60 seconds, and we'll figure out who won. Very easy.
So is this what's that show? It's like
The Weakest Link?
No, it's not The Weakest Link. It's but the other one where the guy sits on top of the thing. What's it called?
It has about Millionaire? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? No, what the hell are you talking about?
No, it's dang it. I'm going to think of it.
Okay.
I don't know what are you talking about.
Hey, I don't either. Yeah,
you know the show where he's from like London or something, and you trying to take his money, and you have three contestants. They all try to, you know, have a question, and you got to count down. He's trying to catch you.
Chase.
Yeah, The Chase.
You're talking about The Chase. Okay, the Chase. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So is this your version of The Chase?
Sure. It's called Run and Gun. So basically, it's a direct ripoff. Yes, thank you very much, Robert Ory, for outing me as a hack and a thief. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, who wants to go first? Rob, you can either go first or you can defer to Mr. Hart.
It's your show, Rob. Go ahead.
Go first.
You want to go first? All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw 60 seconds on the clock. I'm just going to start knocking out trivia questions. You answer them.
Can I say pass if I don't know it?
You can say pass, but you're not going to get credit for the question.
Okay.
All right. You ready to go? All right. Sure. 60 seconds on the clock. Load it up. Here we go. Eiffel Tower or Statue of Liberty? Which is taller?
Eiffel Tower.
Correct. What fast food chain had the slogan, "Have it your way"?
Burger King?
Correct. If you want parasailing with Sarah Palin, where she was governor, what state would you be gliding over?
Alaska.
Very good. Which is the only American state to begin with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Very good. In math, what is 36 divided by 9?
3.
4. There once was a man from Nantucket is the opening line from a classic 5-line poem. What's the poem called? Style of poem. No, what's the style of poem called?
I don't know.
Okay, how many donuts are in a baker's dozen?
13.
Correct. If you thank someone by saying mahalo, what language are you speaking?
Hawaiian.
Correct. In a famous 2021 film, Godzilla once again fought what famous movie monster?
Kraken.
Oh. That's pretty good. Let's see what you got here.
What's Godzilla ain't never fought the Kraken.
The time was running out. It's the moth. What's the big moth called?
No, he fought
Mothra.
King Kong in 2021. King Kong, he fought King Kong in 2021.
But the moth is called Mothra.
Okay. 36 divided by 9 is 4.
4.
9, 18, so you didn't grab that one. There once was a man from Nantucket is a limerick. And you got the rest minus that one. So you got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 6.
Hey, you know, the funny part is, when I first went to college, I majored in math, and I feel like an asshole. Because look, 9 is 36 right there.
There it is, man.
That's how my mom taught me to do 9s. Like, you know, did your mom teach y'all that?
No. I can see it.
9 times 1, 9. You know, 9 times 2, 18. You know, 9 times 3, 27.
Oh, okay. Learn something new every day.
36.
I like that. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, Harper, you got to beat 6. Go ahead and throw 60 seconds on the clock for him. And here we go. If Ben Affleck were to voice Affleck's mascot, what animal would he be voicing?
A duck.
Correct. According to its leprechaun mascot, what breakfast cereal is magically delicious?
Lucky Charms.
Correct. In the Peanuts comics, what sadist keeps baiting Charlie Brown into kicking a football only to yank it away at the last second?
Oh, darn, forget a name. I can't remember a name.
All right. What martial artist shared top billing with Chris Tucker in the Rush Hour movies?
Jackie Chan.
Correct. Sasha Fierce was the provocative alter ego of what pop diva?
Beyonce.
Correct. What North Carolina University calls its sports teams the Demon Deacons?
Wake Forest.
Correct. If Elon Musk has $150 billion and a trip to Mars costs $3 billion, how many trips can he take?
50,000? No, 50 million.
50. 2018.
Hold on.
2018. Okay.
I'm stupid. Hold on. When
he had a fucking easy question.
I got more. You want to go another round?
Wait. I'm stupid because the math one got me too.
If Elon Musk had $150 billion and a trip to Mars costs $3
billion. Oh, it's the $3
billion. How many trips could he take? 50, he could take 50.
50, you're right.
All right, so let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 6.
You don't know who snatches the ball away?
Huh?
You don't know who the girl snatches, the ball away?
I know who it is. I forget her name.
Do you know, Rob?
Lucy.
Lucy. It was.
There it is. I know exactly who it is. I just forgot the name.
All right. Well, you want to go another round? I got a lot more questions.
Oh, come on. You want me to go first this time, Rob?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, Harp, you can go first. We'll do 60 seconds on the clock.
I feel so stupid with that.
All right. Here we go. Ready? 60 seconds. Load them up. And here we go. 2018 marked the 40th anniversary of what lasagna-loving cartoon cat?
Lasagna-loving cartoon? I forget. I don't know. Pass.
Garfield. Boxers or briefs? Which would Mike Tyson's lawyer file in court?
Briefs.
Correct. What chocolate brand promotes their cream-filled Easter eggs with ads featuring a clucking bunny?
Hershey?
Cadbury, who ran for president for the 1988 election, then finally got elected 32 years later.
Like, born in 1988? I don't know.
Joe Biden. Pop star or electric car? Which is Ava Max?
Electric car.
Pop star. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what character is given the honorary title of Doctor of Thinkology?
I don't know.
The Scarecrow. Right or left? Oh, man.
I did worse on the second.
Not too good in that round. That was not good, man.
I knew every one of those questions, man.
Let's see. Miss Garfield, you got briefs. Cadbury was the clucking. You missed Biden. You got one. Shit.
You got one.
That second time around was terrible.
You got to beat one. And Rob knew Garfield, the cat.
That's my era.
Did you know Cadbury? You had to know
Cadbury. I knew Cadbury, too.
Yeah. But see, now that you said Cadbury, now I see the one with Cadbury. It's the one where they have the commercial with the pig and everything. Yep. Yeah.
What?
Clucking Bunny was the famous
one. What?
All right, Rob, you ready?
Yeah.
We'll see if you can beat two in 60 seconds.
He only got one.
Load him up the clock. In the chemical formula for water, H2O, what does O stand for?
Oxygen.
Correct. Lady Gaga or Barack Obama? Who has more Twitter followers?
Barack Obama.
Correct. Fans using the hashtag release the Snyder Cut led to a new 4-hour version of what epic superhero movie?
Batman.
Justice League. Chris Gaines was the once popular alter ego of what country music superstar?
The guy with the hat. I don't know.
You're right. Garth Brooks. You didn't get the name. Yeah. what wireless technology is named for a 10th century king who united Denmark and Norway?
Verizon.
Bluetooth. What city are you headed to if your luggage tag reads EFD?
Dallas.
Houston.
Breaths
or heartbeats, what does the average person have more of in their lifetime?
Breaths.
Heartbeats. If you're working 9 to 5 like Dolly Parton, that equates to how many hours of your day? You would have gotten it, but we aren't. You kicked his ass, so it's all good.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you whooped him 2 questions in.
Hold on. What was the EFD again?
EFD is the airport abbreviation for Houston.
It's IAH.
No, not according to the web.
That must be Hobby then.
Yeah, I guess so. It must be a different one. Yeah,
see,
EFD
that's a trick
is
question.
Houston. Okay. Well, what's the name? You'd get that one because it's Houston.
Is UAL's airport? Is that George Bush?
Yeah, it's Bush.
Bush. Okay.
It's IAH though.
Yeah. I like the rapid fire run and gun though. I like that. That's fun.
Well, it's fun. I felt stupid the second time around.
Well,
but
that's the thing. As soon as you put someone on the clock, all of a sudden their brain just stops working.
Just goes.
And Rob can't divide by 4. You can't divide by 3. Everyone needs a new education. Yeah, I got it.
hey, so new show. Have y'all watched The Terminal List?
No, mm-hmm. I heard it's really good though.
Oh,
I heard it's real
Pratt.
Good.
You gotta
it's
watch
Chris
it, man.
Pratt, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Damn, who else is in it? There's a bunch of people in it.
It's the guy I love. You remember the movie Savages with Selma Hyatt?
Yes.
I would say Selma Hyatt, where she was the drug king, the jungle lord.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
It's that guy.
Yeah, I know he's really cool. Yeah.
He's one of the surfer dudes. Oh man, you gotta watch it, man. It's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna be a second one. But they should try to figure out how to do a second one, man, because that first one was freaking good. And they kind of left it open.
Is it a series or is it a movie?
It's a series. I think 7 or 8. But okay. It's on Apple TV. It's on Amazon.
Yes, it's on Amazon. Yeah. And I want to watch, I don't know where it is. Maybe it's on Netflix, I think. The Gray Man, which is this
good?
New flick with the Russo brothers made with Chris Evans and... a bunch of other people. It looks freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It just looks like one of those cool spy thriller actions. So,
yeah.
I'm going to check that out.
But The Terminal List, it pulls on your heartstring, so you gotta watch it, man. And it's good. He's good in this shit. So, it kind of – do you ever watch the SEAL Team? You ever watch that show, SEAL Team?
I mean, every now and then.
SEAL Team,
not regularly though.
It's almost like SEAL Team taken to the next level. It's good.
Okay, I'll check it out.
My two shows that I watched thus far that I love, obviously, is Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah, you guys made me watch that. I cleared that in like a day. That show was amazing.
And it's another show on Peacock called The Endgame.
What's that about?
It is a It is a show with twists and turns about a woman who from some country where they have her captive, but she has so many things in place when it comes to robbing so many banks in America.
It's my girlfriend. I love her, man. I love,
you know what I'm talking
about? I watched it. She was on Aliens. Remember when they rebooted Aliens? She had the short haircut. She was in Gotham. She played the girl.
Mirena Bacane. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's my girlfriend. Oh, my God.
She was in Deadpool.
Yeah.
She was the girlfriend in Deadpool.
And yes. She is so sexy.
Gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. She's beautiful.
The show is, I recommend it to both y'all. It is a lot of twists and turns.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it already.
It's
dope. Mm-hmm. It's Endgame. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that one out. Damn,
it's an NBC show, but it was good. It's like
y'all always give me stuff to waste my time. I appreciate that. I got work to do, and I'm over here watching Lincoln Lawyer like an asshole. Just like,
and what I heard, they're not coming back with a second season of that.
Lincoln Lawyer?
The Endgame.
Oh, okay.
Because it's so weird because it I don't think they pubbed it right. Pushed it enough. Because
I hadn't even heard of it.
It's
and I'm
really
a pop culture
good.
Junkie.
Yeah, it's really good, and it ended very well. With could lead into the next season and stuff, but it's
all right. Well, now I gotta watch that, and I'm trying to.
I didn't tell y'all that the Lincoln Lawyer people heard the podcast and said, and they said, "Oh, we're gonna try to get you in a."
Wait!
You are. Lying.
Start over.
You are.
Because you're lying.
Look at my Twitter and see, get the response. Like, this is a while back. The guy, what's his name? Christopher Gorham, the guy who played the tech guy that got shot.
Yeah.
You see right there. He's like texting me.
So he
heard the podcast.
Well, apparently he did. And he talked to the producer, and the producer was like, yeah, when we start filming, we're going to get him on the show.
I said, you
need to make me the evil guy, and so I get killed at the end. I want to get killed in the end. Like, pop, 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 pop. Ah, you shot me. Ah.
Oh, that's very random, but very dope.
Yeah.
I like that. We need to get some of those people from Lincoln Lawyer on the show.
Yes.
I'd love to talk to some of them.
Because that show is amazing.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's just a good legal drama, twists and turns, mystery, and I'm always down for a show that gives me lots of cool twists and stuff. You know, it's not too predictable. Most of the crap I watch is so predictable.
Yeah, and I'm really interested to see who the guy with the tattoo is.
I am too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. There's really.
I am too.
I am trying. By the way,
I could be one of his henchmen. Yeah, that's my part. I like it.
Well, I like the new season. The new season should be someone killed Robert Ory, and we got to find out who shot Robert Ory.
Or Robert Ory is convicted of killing somebody, and the Lincoln Lawyer has to represent him.
Ooh, I like that. Former celebrity athlete. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now he has to represent you and clear your name.
But see, it's easy because I've already figured it out. He killed his fucking internet guy. Internet Robert Ory's house sucks, so that guy's dead.
Follow the show on Twitter at Big Shot Bob Pod for links to all our guests and all sorts of fun. The Big Shot Bob Pod is a presentation of Live by Live's Podcast One and Podcast One Sportsnet.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.